So in general, in this group, we are interested in building new instruments, such as High Laser Robot, that extend and expand musical expression, musical creativity, musical learning. So all the instruments that we build have the idea that we can create new music and expand what we think about music or what music is. And Hailey is definitely one of the latest and I think most interesting project in this regard. We try to imitate how a person will play with a player. In interactive musical system, usually a player interacts with a computer, with computer programs, and then listen to the music from speakers. It doesn't have the visual cues, it doesn't have the physical limitation, it doesn't have the expression and the creativity that can happen when you play with something that actually moves in space and create rich sound. So one challenge in creating Hailey was a mechanical challenge, to actually make hands, maybe two hands, that can hit a drum in different locations. That means that it can change the pitch of the sound. That can hit it in different speeds. That means that it can change the velocity or how loud the sound is. But even more importantly, that's the new phase that we're going to start now, change the timbre of the sound. Timbre is the color of the sound, to create rich sonic variety. So currently we have one arm that can move across the drum, change the pitch, change the velocity. Something about the timbre also changes when you play stronger or weaker. The second phase would be to embed the interaction and the whole idea of how we perceive music in this robot. We have an application now that actually try to model how we feel stability, rhythmic stability works. So what would it take for a particular rhythm for us to feel that it's stable? And what is the mathematical models and transformations that we have to make to it for us to feel that it's less stable? Or similarity. How do we feel we have three rhythms? This looks very similar to that, but less similar to that. So if and we feel it as humans, and we listen to music, we feel this is more stable, this is more random, and we feel this melody is similar to that melody, this is less similar. If the robot can feel that and it can incorporate this kind of perceptual aspects in its playing, it, for example, can listen to what you play and figure, that was a very stable beat, and I want to play something that is similar. So it knows what substability is, what similarity is, and it plays something different, improvises, maybe inspired to play something else, but that is just similar to what you did. Or if the piece progresses, you can say, okay, that was very unstable. I want to stabilize the piece a little bit. So it will change the stability coefficient to make it more stable, but I want to do something else. I don't like the fact that it's very dense in the end. So it will change the similarity. Promise of allowing a robot to do something that human can't, and that hopefully will drive this to a new musical experience. So once we are pretty much happy, and it didn't happen yet, but pretty much happy with the way it imitates the way we physically create music and the way we think about basic musical aspects such as similarity, tension, and so on, we will try to push the new things that it can do.